It doesn't matter what happens in a given day. Kirby Wilson is blessed. The Vikings running backs coach takes in every day with a positive outlook. A perspective and view that few could ever have. And it all came from a fateful January night. Growing up in Los Angeles, sports were always very important.
I enjoyed my childhood, grew up in a seventh of eight children, so I was the second to last and the last boy. And I enjoyed it, man. Sports with my brothers, sisters, any ball that was in the yard, that's what you played with the next day. That was the sport of the day. So had a good time growing up there.
His athletic career took him to the University of Illinois, but his football playing days came to an end after college. Yet he didn't leave the game.
Well, I knew all along that I wanted to teach and to help people be all that they could be. So that's something that started way back in high school. I've always been a leader. I've always been in charge. And it just kind of was a natural fit. And so the more I learned, the better I got. And I was always looking for knowledge and trying to gain knowledge and steal knowledge from older, more experienced coaches in the business. So as I went, it just started learning and growing in the profession. And one step led to the next one. And eventually it led to the National Football League. And I've been here now 17 years.
His coaching stops have brought him all across the country with some of the game's top players. But it was in Pittsburgh while coaching the Steelers that forever changed his life.
So many things that are vague about that night, but the thing I remember was trying to get out, and the chaos and how crazy it was of trying to fight to survive and get out of that place alive. So it was an amazing journey, and it's a testament that I love sharing. I love talking about it because it was real, and it was very, very, it had a huge impact on my life.
A fire breaks out in his suburban Pittsburgh home in the middle of the night. A blaze so big, firefighters would say they never thought anyone would survive.
I tell people all the time that it was the work of God. It wasn't my time. Because what I was told by the doctors later on was that the smoke is what usually kills you, and then the fire burns you up. It was amazing that I was able to get out of that. And I have the scars to prove it. Every day I think about it and say, you went through something, and you've got the scars to remind you daily how fortunate and blessed you are to still be coaching what you love to do.
But while some called it a miracle that he was able to escape the blaze, the road to recovery was endless. He missed the Steelers' playoff run while in a medically induced coma, but he never doubted his will and determination to beat this tragedy.
And I had to live with that for a few days, that they said his life expectancy was hour by hour. They had to prepare me for the worst. But I just did not want to believe it. I chose not to believe it.
It started just, hey, I'm alive. Okay, now what? What do you do? I'm in this condition where I can't do anything for myself. I can't move. I can't roll over. The little things, simple things in life that we all take for granted, I couldn't do any longer. Every single part of my body hurt from head to toe. And all I could think about was, how can I get better? How can I improve myself? And so I just made a decision, I can do this. I can make it out of here and I can get back to work.
3 months after the fire, Kirby Wilson was back on the football field, a day few thought would happen and no one believed could happen so quickly.
Such an amazing time for me because my will to fight and my passion and my spirit, it wouldn't allow me to feel sorry for myself. It was like, hey, we're about to kick some major butt here. Let's go, buddy. Get up and fight.
Because of that fateful January day nearly 3 years ago, Vikings assistant coach Kirby Wilson takes nothing for granted. Going through something like that changes a person's life, their outlook, and their perspective. And there is no one who is happier to be alive than Kirby Wilson.
I love talking about it to people to share that story that you can overcome anything. If you're still alive and if your mind and your heart is in the right place, you can do anything. And some of the things that you think that are big in life really don't matter at all. It's about your health, and it's about enjoying life to the fullest, because one day it will be your last day. So you have to enjoy every single day like, this is it, man. This is it. I get to play outside every day. That's a great job. You go and they say, what'd you do today? I played outside. you know? So it's a beautiful thing, this job and this profession. And so there are no bad days. Some days are better than others, but they're all good.